This is the Crypto Shakes. Are you new to crypto? Then you're in the right place. This is the leading podcast in Dubai and the UAE, where you, regardless of your skill level, will learn everything from cryptocurrencies to blockchain technologies. This is the place where you'll be going from a crypto beginner to a crypto shake or shaker.
We are live. Oh, so welcome to the Crypto Shakes podcast, everyone.
Yo, it's the Crypto Shakes in the house once again, everyone.
Oh, this is Anas Burton. And I'm your co-host alongside my main man here. What's up?
D. I'm all good. How are you doing?
I think today's a great day to talk about what's happening on the market. There's been a lot of change recently. We've seen the market kind of go from extreme fear to kind of now in this sort of, oh, we're going to come back. We're going back to 100 with Bitcoin. What are your thoughts on this, Danosh? I mean, it's been an interesting ride the past 5 months, huh?
It's been crazy. It's been a roller coaster. You know, in the beginning of the year when things were going good, everyone was just, you know, crazy about crypto, and I could hear people talk about crypto in the elevators. And shortly after that, in around April, we saw a bit of a correction in the markets. And that's normal. And now it's just been continuing to have that correction until the last 1 week or few days when the markets have been rallying again, despite the new infrastructure bill in the US and new legislation around crypto. And I think that's good for crypto. So, but I think it's important for people to understand how to manage volatility.
That's exactly it. So I think this is today's session. We're going to be talking about volatility. A lot of my friends, a lot of people I know have been telling me, look, you know, I started buying crypto, I started buying Bitcoin and Ethereum at these different price levels, but they've really gone down in value since I bought them. And I'm really scared I'm going to, you know, lose a lot of my money and value here. I haven't really made a profit. And I think this is really important, because when you're investing in something like crypto, you have to understand that it's not a normal asset class, right? It's an asset class that moves up 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, even 1,000%. But at the same time, it can drop a big time. So there's a saying, right? If you want to have those incredible profits, you also need to be able to manage and stomach the drawdowns, right? And not sell the bottom. And so today, what I thought would be great is you and I, we could talk about how we've managed our, how we've managed that volatility, how we've been able to come out of this without losing our minds effectively. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a fair point. There's a saying, if you're in the crypto industry, either you're diamond hand or you're paper hands, and the paper hands, they get shaky whenever things get shaky. So if you're a diamond hand, if you believe in crypto, you stick to it, you stick to your strategy, which you have, which is, for me, I'm a long-term believer of crypto. So my strategy is just to keep it and keep on buying it whenever I see the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, that's such a good way. I mean, I'm kind of the same thing. You know, I tell my friends, I don't sell, I only buy. But that's not necessarily the best strategy. So we're going to talk about some strategies. But first, before we go into that, there's a really important point here on the fear and greed that happens in the market. This is applicable to, you know, stocks, bonds, all kinds of things, but also applies to crypto in a great way. And I think the best way to look at it is to look at something called the fear and greed index.
Yeah, I think it applies to crypto even more than stocks, because crypto is such a new thing. And when people get greedy, they get really greedy. Because and it's been proven to be right. So let's have a look at it.
I just want to say one thing on that. It's such an important point. Emotionally, whenever you're investing in something, you can't help but feel emotionally attached to it. And I remember that when I started investing in crypto back in 2018 for the first time, and I saw some growth, I got this overwhelming feelings of euphoria that, oh, I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna retire early. It's all over. But the thing is, that is precisely when you're feeling those feelings. That's probably the time when things are going to change, right? And, yeah. and so I'm sharing to the guys who are on the podcast listening, you won't see this, but I'm just going to describe this. We're sharing our screen here, and we've got a picture of SpongeBob SquarePants here. And this is from the Bitcoin Fear and Greed Index, which we're going to be talking about. If you want to check them out, it's at Bitcoin Fear on Twitter. And it's a picture of SpongeBob basically showing rainbows and with his hands up saying, this time is different. And this is from March, in March 3rd this year, when crypto was really firing up at big time. Around that time, we hit 60,000 and everyone's saying, oh, we're going to retire. We're all quitting our jobs. You know, we don't need the banks anymore. this time is different. But what happened after that?
They got smacked in the face.
That's exactly.
And they got a wake-up call.
Just want to share what happened with the Bitcoin price. I think let me just bring that up, because Bitcoin price action was, it's great to just have a look at where we were and sort of what happened from that point, right? So if we look at the past year, around, you know, when everyone was kind of getting really excited around March time, you know, this is right before the Coinbase IPO, we were at 49,000, right? And as we hit that Coinbase IPO, we touched 60,000. And it was that peak euphoria where everyone was like, wow, this is it. You know, it's the future of finance. All the bankers are going to come in. And what happened around sort of May 10th is we saw this huge drawdown from 58,000 down to 37,000.
We took a cold shower.
it wasn't easy for a lot of people. I'm going to be honest with you. Even I felt some levels of fear when this happened, right? But this volatility is normal. Right. I mean, this drawdown was approximately 30-40%. Right. And this is normal in the crypto markets. In the stock markets, this would be considered a bear market. But 30% drawdowns in crypto, it's kind of normal.
Yeah. And one thing to point out as well is that there's two kind of feelings that drive people's investments. It's fear and greed. Those are the emotions that drive you into investing something. When you're greedy, you invest because you think it's going to go up. And you sell because you're fearful it's going to come down.
Exactly.
And I've seen a lot of people being greedy when the price dropped down below 30,000 and wanting to buy in at a lower price point. And this kind of, you know, this idea of trying to time the market on us. Can you perhaps tell us what your strategies are to deal with that?
Yeah. So an important part of, before we get into that, I just want to touch on the fear and greed stuff that you've been talking about. And for those who are listening on the podcast, you won't be able to see this, but if you go to at Bitcoin Fear, you'll see what this shows is basically like a dial, which shows the meat, the feelings of the market. And it's based on a number of different indicators. As of 10 hours ago, the feeling right now is at 70, which is greed. Okay, so we're starting to see greed back in the market, because we've now risen from 30,000. I think at the bottom a couple months ago, we hit 29,000. We've kind of gone back towards 45, 46 as of yesterday. And so we're starting to see greed in the market. But I'd just like to scroll down for our visual, for the guys watching on the YouTube. You can see here that back in just a couple months ago, it was extreme fear, right? There was a lot of people feeling that we were, even though we were at 30, we were going to dip down even lower to 24, to 22. We could even, some people were even saying we're going to go down straight to 10. So, I mean, on that point, you know, Dan Arsh, wanted to get your views on that. And then what should we be doing when this kind of stuff kind of happens?
I mean, there's a very famous saying from Warren Buffett. He says, be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy.
100%.
So if you would have followed those very simple but, you know, well thought out advice, you would have probably been buying crypto. And the thing is, if you would have been selling when we were touching the extreme fear, you would have taken some profit, which you would have then been able to invest back in at a lower price point. And,
exactly.
And just by using this index, I'm not saying you should make all your investment decisions on this index only, but just by using this, if you would have just followed the fear and greed index, you would have been doing pretty well.
Exactly. But now let's go back to the dollar cost averaging strategy. What that really is very simple. Every month or every week, on a given day, no matter what the price is, you commit yourself to making a purchase of an investment, right? So I have this strategy with Ethereum because I'm a strong believer in Ethereum. Now, let me just firstly say, to do this strategy properly, you have to really believe in what you're buying. And in our previous episodes, we talked about the fundamentals of crypto. We talked about the fundamentals of Ethereum. We talked about the fundamentals of Bitcoin, the idea of digital gold in an age where we've got a lot of money printing. We talked about Ethereum being a world computer. And so we're not going to go into that here, but the idea is you and me, we both have a very strong conviction in these investments. So with that conviction, we don't feel a fear in buying something over a period of time, because we know over the long term, it's really likely the value of that investment is going to go up. And so what that means is, I was buying Bitcoin at 55,000. I was also buying, I wasn't necessarily buying at 60, but I can definitely say that I was buying Bitcoin all over during this period. But I was also buying Bitcoin when it dropped down, you know, when it hit 33, when it hit 29, all the way down in, I think, when it hit 29,000 in July, that was a key buying opportunity right there. I was buying throughout that entire period, but also during the period when it was high up. So what happens is, when you're buying at these top levels, but you're also buying when it kind of goes down in value a little bit, so on the dips, what you get is, in effect, it averages out to your buy-in price, averages out at a price that's likely in the middle, where you are also likely in profit.
Yeah.
Now, if you do this over a long period, let's just have a look. Like, if you were buying Bitcoin back in October, right, it was 11,000, and you were dollar cost averaging from October all the way until now, right, you probably have an average buy-in price somewhere around $20,000, which is not bad, seeing that right now the price is $44,000, right? So you would have made 100% return on your investment over the course of that period.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that from your end?
I mean, just for our viewers as well, even if you would have bought in at a higher price point, let's say you would have bought in when Bitcoin was around 50, if you would have used dollar cost averaging, you will average it out when it goes down as well. So when it continues to go back up, you will still be in green. And one more point is that, you know, for me personally, I'm a big believer of Bitcoin and all other cryptocurrencies, and I'm in it for the long run. And most of the people that lose on crypto are the ones who don't believe in crypto wholeheartedly. They're buying at a certain price point, and then when it drops down, they get scared and they sell, because they don't believe in the idea of crypto replacing traditional finance. But since I'm a strong believer, even when it goes down and it gets shaky, I'm still keeping it. I'm not selling it. So that's just a point I want to make as well.
That's really important. And then this is what goes back to the idea of having conviction in your investments.
And one more thing. No one who has held Bitcoin for more than 4 years has ever made a loss. So if you look at any 4-year period of time, Bitcoin has always been up. And that just proves this point.
Yeah. The return on Ethereum is even bigger than Bitcoin. So the 1-year return, I think, is now 1,000%, which is a 10x effectively. So this is why crypto, for those who can manage their emotions and can manage the and don't sell the bottom and buy the top every time, they stand to really bring a lot of financial wealth to themselves, to stand to potentially find financial freedom, all of which are very important to, I think, any investor coming into the markets right now. I still believe that crypto is probably one of the only places in the markets right now where you can 10x your money in a relatively short period of time. Currently it's underregulated. It has a lot of it's kind of like the internet in the early 2000s. There's a lot of exploration happening. It's only during these periods when the exploration is still happening that you're able to kind of make these types of returns. Once this industry becomes regulated, you're going to see the industry become a lot more like the stock market. I wouldn't be surprised where your average return is only 7% a year, something like that. It'll be an ETF. And so this is why I'm really passionate about sharing this with our viewers so that people can understand how they can get into this on this train now before it's kind of sterilized.
Yeah. And one more thing for anyone who thinks about or is already into crypto, manage your risks well. I mean, one thing I'm always advising people not to do is to trade with leverage. Of course, if you trade with leverage, that means that you can do 2x up to 20x or whatever, 100x on your money. If it goes up or if it goes down, it's going to be, you know, that the loss is going to be 10 times the loss that it would regularly be. And people get greedy. So here greed comes in again. People get greedy and think, okay, well, Bitcoin is going up, so I'm going to make shitloads of money. If I put a leverage of 10x on my Bitcoin trade. Now, what happened last time was when people were at the height of greed, they started doing this. So they were leveraging at the top. And then when the markets turned, they got completely wiped out. And I had a lot of people reaching out to me in social medias and saying, hey man, you know, I lost everything. I had saved up money
so
for
sad.
You know, I had saved up money for my mother's surgery and I lost everything on crypto. Can you please help? And it's really, really sad because they invest based on their emotions. And really, guys, stay away from investing based on emotions because it's always, always bad.
Definitely stay away from leverage. Leverage is really for professionals. If you're a professional trader, then yes, go ahead and use leverage. I think a lot of the leverage positions. So I'll give you a little personal story. I did use a lot of leverage back in the day, and I got completely killed because I took out, I did this leverage position where it was 100x. Okay. Don't ask me why I did that, but you know, I'm the kind of guy that likes to experiment with things and try things that are new. And so I was on this exchange. They were offering me 100x leverage, which means 100x means if I put $100, right. I'm basically trading with, is it $10,000?
Yeah.
$10,000, right? So a small kind of change in the price going down could cause me to lose my entire position, right? Now imagine you're doing this with more money. You've got your whole, let's say you've got $50,000 and then you leverage up that amount. You can very easily lose your entire life savings with just a small change in the price.
And also what
people shouldn't be doing that at all.
And also what people don't realize with leverage is that if it goes up 5%, let's say you buy in at 100 and it goes up 5%, it goes up to 5. But then if it drops down, you know, if the markets go down 5%, that percentage decrease when it goes down, you know, the actual decrease when it goes down is bigger than the increase. So when the markets keep going up and down, what happens is it eats up the value of your holding. And that, you know, that's why don't trade with leverage, especially don't do it in crypto that's so volatile.
Exactly. Okay. Now, just to supplement the point on the dollar cost averaging strategy, is the idea that you should, to do this properly, you need to have some money, cash on the side to invest, right? So that means when you're buying crypto every month or every week, so for me in particular, I commit to invest a lot of my savings every month into crypto. So every month, you know, I get my salary, et cetera. I'll take, you know, I'll pay off all my bills and then I'll take basically all of it and I'll dollar cost average it into my crypto positions. And I do that every month on the 15th or the 16th after I paid some of my bills, right? Now, to do that though, effectively, I also don't just put all of it into crypto. Like when I say crypto, I don't just mean, crypto also includes stable coins, right? So I don't just take my entire salary, whatever, after paying my bills, et cetera, and just dump it all into Bitcoin, Ethereum, or whatever cryptos. I actually buy stable coins.
Why don't you do that?
So I buy some stable coins. So like USDC or there's also Tether, but I would say stick to USDC. This is basically a coin that's one-to-one backed with the US dollar. So it stays stable over time, right? And it's great just to have these on the sidelines because there might be opportunities like this now. So this dip that that happened between over the course of the last 3 months, you might have, if you had stablecoin, let's say you have a portfolio of $10,000, you have $5,000 invested in crypto, but you have $5,000 of stablecoins, right? If you had $5,000 in stablecoins, which you could dollar cost average more effectively during this period of with this dip, you were able to take that $5,000 and really see a huge profit when it rose, you know, eventually from $29,000-$30,000 all the way up to 40. You could have made close to 15-20% return on that money in a short period of time. And so I think it's very important to always have some stable coins on the side. Don't just have a full crypto portfolio. Always keep, so my personal preference is to have 20 to 30% of your portfolio in stable coins at all times. So that also means that when some of your investments are going up in value, you got to be taking some profit. Right. So when you, and the best way, again, that we talked about the greed index, you might not necessarily need to look at that. Look at how you're feeling. If you're feeling overly happy about your investment, like, oh, I'm going to quit my job, you know, that's probably a good sign that you should take some profit.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah, I mean, I know people who have mortgaged their houses and put it all into crypto and then gone totally wrecked. So anyways, I have a slightly different strategy. I mean, my strategy is to not always keep 20 to 30% of my holdings in stable coins. That's because I take a little bit more risk. So yeah. I tend to move more and more towards stable coins, partly when the fear and greed index starts to, hit extreme greed, those higher green segments of the fear and greed index. So that's, of course, not the only indicator I use. I'm also looking at the stock to flow model and some other indicators that I like, but whatever you do, have a strategy and stick to your strategy, and make sure that you take profit and make sure that you buy in when you feel that the price is at a discount.
Yeah, just on the point of having a strategy. So you might not have it. What Danush means here by having a strategy is having something like a goal. So you. It's never a good idea to go into an investment and just think, I'll just ride it out and see what happens here. Have a goal. For example, if my investment reaches a 20% profit or a 10% profit in this period of time, I am going to take this profit, right? The problem comes when you reach that point, you're like, oh, I've received a 20% return on my investment. But the markets keep going up and you're like, wait, I'm going to wait and be greedier. I'm going to try and let the money ride a little more and see if I can go even higher.
Squeeze the milk out of all its, squeeze the cow out of all this milk.
I believe this is a good idea. It's good to let your profits run. Like you should definitely try to get as much profit as you possibly can. But the best way to deal with that is take some profit, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you have a position of $1,000. That's your initial investment, okay? And that investment has now, you've made 100% return on it, so it's now worth $2,000. I think it's not a bad idea to take your initial investment out. So take that $1,000 out, so you still have $1,000, right? And that means you get your capital back, right? And you can take that capital and invest it in another project or another crypto. Mm-hmm. And then you can let the remaining 1,000 run. Yeah. But if it goes down in value, let's say it goes down to 500, you still made a $500 profit. You didn't lose your 1,000. And your overall position is now 1,500. This is good risk management, in my view.
Yeah. And I think in order to avoid your feelings to get into way, you can use tools like a notification when the price hits a certain point to make the trade. And if you're keeping your money on the exchange, which I never recommend, you can put in an order beforehand so that when the price reaches a certain point, it automatically sells for you because then you don't involve your emotions.
Yeah.
So just make sure you cover up and stay safe out there, guys. You know, trade safely.
Trade safely, guys. And I think that rounds up our session. I think you talked a little bit about making a trade and how to do that. I think it's called a limit order. We're going to do a separate session on that. I think for our newer listeners who haven't had a lot of experience actually executing a trade on our YouTube channel, I think we will showcase this. So please check us out and give us a follow and a like if you can. Support our podcast, and we will see you real soon.
Yeah, if you enjoyed it, subscribe to our channel, and we'll make sure to put out some good content for you guys. Enjoy your week.
Enjoy your weekend, guys. Take it easy.